This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Poland to thank a key NATO member on Ukraine's border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president is praising Poland for taking in more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees. In some cases, Poles have welcomed complete strangers into their homes.
You're the ones who are risking, in some cases, your lives and risking all you know to try to help.
The president began a two-day visit by greeting soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division.
Hey, folks, I just came by to say thanks.
Among the thousands of U.S. troops sent to Europe after the Russia invasion, he sat down for a slice of pizza with some, then told others they're in a fight between democracy and autocracy.
And that's really what's at stake. So what you're doing is consequential.
And goes far beyond just trying to help ease Ukraine's suffering. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden's arrival in Poland came hours after meeting Friday in Brussels with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, after which they announced formation of a joint task force to reduce Europe's dependence on Russian fossil fuels. Biden said Putin has used the profits from Russia's energy sales to drive his war machine in Ukraine. Biden said he wanted to make it clear that the American people would not be part of subsidizing Putin's brutal, unjustified war against the people of Ukraine. Von der Leyen said Europe is determined to stand up against Russia's brutal war. She vowed it would be a strategic failure for Putin. The United States is providing Europe with 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas this year. French President Emmanuel Macron said there was no reason for France to accept a demand